You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about us. Well, I had the opportunity earlier this month to talk to Terry Schilling, the president of the American Principles Project, a wonderful organization that fights for faith, family, and freedom alongside of the James Dobson Family Institute. Terry and I discussed, among other things, how America's gotten so far away from what our founding fathers and the founding ideas of our nation were all about. Since we're heading into the Memorial Day, I wanted to share with you again our analysis of the dangers facing our country. Terry, what do you see as the biggest danger?
We have a society now where we are all our own gods. We all have our own truth. We all have ultimate authority. We can do whatever we want. We can even change our biological makeup to become the opposite sex. That's how it's all going. And that's, I think, because we've destroyed the family, which has traditionally insulated people from bad cultural influences and really forced people into, well, forming the next generation. But we've also gotten God out of the equation, and that's led to disaster too.
I mean, that's really a good way to look at the battle that's raging in the country. Rather than looking at it as being essentially a battle between two political parties, it's a battle between two different ideas of what this place is all about. On one side, and Dr. Dobson and I wrote about this at length in our book, Children at Risk. On one side, there are people that believe that the definition of America is different strokes for different folks. If it feels good, do it. You know, that's what it means to be an American. And on the other side are people like you and Dr. Dobson and myself and millions of others, I hope, that believe America is about ordered liberty under God. This is not the place where you get to just do anything you want. The idea the founders had was you used your liberty to live virtuous lives because only a virtuous people could remain free.
That's right. And the founders were explicit in this, and they explained it. They wrote extensively about this. When liberties get abused, chaos is created. And disorder ensues. And then guess what happens? Those liberties get removed. All the liberties eventually get removed. And that's where we're at. We're about to lose all of our liberties because we've adopted a narcissistic, self-centered mindset across the spectrum. And it is this mindset of us being our own gods and being the center of the universe that's infiltrated everywhere, including so many churches.
You know, since we both live in this Washington, D.C. area, I know you've seen this, and I've seen it in other places around the country, but you'll drive by a church, and you'll see the LGBTQ flag flying outside the church. What in the world is going on in that congregation that they want to hang that flag outside of the church? It doesn't make any sense. You know, Terry, the other thing that's so obvious is that if we believe the research, every year we are less Christian than we were the year before. Now, you know, I know Dr. Dobson's been encouraged, and I have too, about some signs of revival. But so far, you can't prove it statistically. We'll see what happens. And there have been some, you know, important revivals in America's past that led to wonderful things. But when you look at our country becoming less and less Christian, at the same time, we're becoming a worse and worse country. All of the problems get worse and worse, whether it's race relations, the breakdown of the family, the breakdown of reliable standards of right and wrong, the debased culture, et cetera. So it seems to me that it's clear that not only does America need to turn back to Christ, but in addition to that, those of us who are Christians need to be in the public square because none of the problems facing America can be solved without the active involvement of men and women of faith. Then Terry and I discussed the encouraging evidence that more and more average Americans are responding to God's call to be courageous and enter the public square. Here's that exchange. I want to get back to this concept of Christian citizenship. I've noticed recently individual cases that have come public of an individual who got way out of their area of comfort because they said, I just felt God laid it on my heart to do something. And one of the people I was thinking about is the tragic case of this father that lost a son at Abbey Gate in Afghanistan. That father was at the State of the Union address earlier this year. And he was upset that President Biden was not saying anything about what happened there. And I saw an interview later that the father said, I just felt the Holy Spirit lay on my heart that I needed to say something. So he stood up in the gallery and he shouted out, Abbey Gate, what about my son? You know, and he was arrested and taken away and he got out of jail and so forth. But I thought, wow, what an amazing thing. I bring it up because we both know Riley Gaines, great swimmer that attended the University of Kentucky. You gave her an award recently at your annual dinner. I think you've talked to her about the fact that she was on her way to having a completely planned life. She planned on graduating from the University of Kentucky and I think going to dental school. Mm-hmm. Share with our listeners why she became one of the leaders in resisting this transgender ideology.
Well, first thing I'll say is anytime you meet someone that has stood up or getting ready to stand up to this transgender industry that's just infringing on so many people's rights and their own peace and their own betterment, please encourage them. Please thank them for doing it because it's lonely.
Yes.
A lot of times. And there's a lot of risk. There's a lot of downside. And there's not a lot of guarantee that you're going to be successful. But what happened to Riley, she became a real hero because she was one of the first and only women that began speaking out against this whole transgender sports movement. She was an amazing Division I swimmer for the University of Kentucky, went to the national championship for the NCAA, and tied with a biological male. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She tied with a male.
Right.
Exactly. Again, stop saying biological male. It's redundant. It's stupid.
There's only one kind of male. It's the one that was born male.
Right. There are male and female and infinite personalities. That's the reality.
Yeah.
And she tied. And when it came time to get the pictures and be on the podiums, they gave Leah Thomas, the male, an award and took his pictures, right? And so this was a photo op. This was a PR effort from the NCAA to virtue signal that they are all about diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? And Riley started speaking up about it. She's got a ton of fame because she's a really well-spoken person. She's smart. She knows what she's talking about, and she is the face of the victim and has brought so much attention. This women's sports fight would not be that far along without her support and help.
I think she may have said it at the speech that I heard at your dinner. She said that I thought to myself, well, I won't have to deal with this anymore. I'm graduating now. And then she said, but, you know, God laid on my heart, they are erasing women. You can't just walk away. So it's changed her entire life. And she gets a lot of death threats. There's a lot of bad things that happen. But what an example of Christian citizenship. And who knows how many children she will end up and has already saved from this gender dysphoria, this delusion that a little kid might have that they're trapped in the wrong body.
That's exactly right. And the Holy Spirit is so wonderful because he comes to us at key moments as long as we're open to him and speaking his truth. But that's exactly right. Riley has been such a champion. She's made a major impact, and it's because she's answered the call. Right. She obviously felt that this was an important fight to get engaged in, and she was willing to risk all of the slings and arrows that were going to be thrown at her and the slurs. I mean, you know, they held her hostage one of these colleges.
Finally, I asked Terry what role Dr. Dobson has played in Terry's own Christian citizenship.
he's been a real mentor and an inspiration for me in terms of speaking truth to power and doing what God wants you to do, regardless of how much is up against you. But he's one of the people I bring up in terms of rebuilding the Christian right and the influence we have in this country in politics, because he had such an influence. Mm. I mean, people just respected him and they knew he was good. They knew he knew what he was talking about. And we need to bring that back.
We've talked about you a number of times, Dr. Dobson and I have, and one of the things he mentioned was that he really wanted me to encourage you because he's encouraged to see young men like you standing up at a time when so much of the culture is going in the opposite direction. Well, Terry, this has been fantastic. The time has just sped by. I'd like to ask you if you could lead us in prayer.
Absolutely, Gary. Dear Lord, we ask you to continue blessing America. Encourage everyone listening to get involved, get engaged. Do not lose hope. Do not despair. We are called as Christians to have eternal hope in God because we know that at the end of the day, he is in power. And Lord, we ask you to continue to protect our children, help parents protect their children, even where it's tough, especially in states that are not protecting us and in areas where they're not being protected. But Lord, ultimately, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for the life, regardless of how difficult life can be. It's always worth living. And we want to thank you for our families and for the children you bless us with. And we just want to thank you for the ability to get your word out through such an important network. And we want to thank you for the opportunity to have been born in America and to live in America and to be part of this incredible system of government that we inherited. And Lord, I pray that you empower us all, encourage us all, speak to us directly. Tell us what you need us to do, what you created us to do to help save this country. And Lord, please do not let us lose this great nation. Mm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, folks, I hope you were inspired by the excerpt of the conversation. You can go to the full shows that we had with Terry earlier in the month. I would urge you to do that. And I hope you'll be back next week here with us at Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.